कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा डियर डिवोटीज, अंडर वी आई एच सी डूइंग भक्ति वेदांत, वी आर डिस्कसिंग नाइन्थ कैंटो ऑफ श्रीमद भागवतम। टुडे विल स्टार्ट चैप्टर 15। यस्टरडे वी कंप्लीटेड चैप्टर 14, व्हिच इज द बिगिनिंग ऑफ द Moon dynasty or lunar dynasty of the Kshatriyas, and there was the topic of the heading of the chapter was Pururva enchanted by Urvasi. And anybody else know that there is something more about Pururva in Bhagavatam somewhere? Ayal Geet. Who said this? Ayal. Yeah, chapter 26 in 11th canto. 11th canto, chapter 26 is Ayal Geet. Geet means song of a ayal, means Pururva is singing a song of his realization. That actually we have to hear from Pururva himself, and this is Krishna speaking, Lord Krishna is speaking about this Pururva's realization to Uddhav. So this chapter is, if you take some 10 minutes to read at least the chapter summary of 1126, then you will get more insight about the glories of Pururva. This chapter explains how unfavorable association is a threat to one's position in devotional service, and how by associating with saintly person one can attain the highest platform of devotion. This is the beginning chapter summary of Ayal Geet. So Emperor Pururva, who was bewildered by association of the heavenly lady Urvasi, later become renounced after being separated from her. He thus sang a song expressing his contempt for womanly connection. He described the person who are attached to the body of the woman, which is simply a mass of skin, meat, blood, snow, brain tissue, marrow and bones, are not much different from the worms. What is the worth of education, austerity, renunciation, reception of the Vedas, solitary living and silence of one whose mind becomes stolen away by the body of the woman? The learned man should distrust their six mental enemies headed by lust, and thus avoid associating with a woman with a man who are controlled by woman. After declaring these facts, King Pururva, now freed from the illusion of material existence, attained realization of the Supreme Lord in his form as indwelling super soul. In conclusion, one who is intelligent should give up bad association and let himself become attracted to the company of saintly persons. So this is the Ayal Geet about the Pururva's realization. Now in this chapter there are three questions in your question bank. Have you done those? Somebody has tried to complete that. What are the two lessons which we can learn from this narration of the Pururva and Urvasi?
One is that even if a man belongs to a lower class, but if he's qualified, he can be accepted as a husband.
Okay. And similarly, a woman may be from the lower family. If she has a good character, she can be accepted. This is according to Chankya Pandit.
Yes.
Oh, okay. What other principle, two lessons or two principle we have to learn from this? This is one is a general. The other are verses quoted that what Urvasi told about woman's nature. These are the two, three verses that we know. And the other one, what is the third question?
Uh, describe Puru Rava's goal in performing sacrifice.
But his goal was karma kand. He wanted to go where the Urvasi is and Shiva. He wanted to enjoy the unfulfilled lusty desires. But what are the two lessons? One lesson we discuss on that day. If there is a close association of the two opposite sex, it is always unresistible and definitely they will indulge into the illicit relationships or whatever word is there. That is a one lesson we discussed yesterday something, which Urvasi said something like that. And the what other lesson? If one is
there
real...
While Purva was performing sacrifice, he was just thinking of Urvashi. So when one has a lust inside, he cannot fix his mind on Krishna. Think of the opposite sex.
Yeah, it's very good that Pururva was so infatuated with the lust that even while performing sacrifice, he was not thinking of Supreme Lord, but he was thinking of Urvasi. This is also a good idea. Any, because two they are asking, at least we should have four or five, some principle from this that we can really, more principle, two, three more principles, some more churning.
And also material happiness leads to distress and it is short-lived.
Material happiness is short-lived, it gives distress. Well, it's okay.
May I add one? Only those who are very intelligent take to Sankirtana Yajna to fulfill all their desires, material and spiritual. Whereas those who are lusty for sense enjoyment perform Karma Kandi Yajna.
Yeah, this is something about Yajna, Purarva's Yajna and Yajna, which is for the highly elevated person, is okay.
Sir, you're on mute, we can't hear you.
Okay, yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu?
Yes.
Yeah, we can think one of the points is that even in the higher planetary system, eating, mating, sleeping and depending is also there. Like we have here.
Okay. Oh, can you cite some example? What is there? What is there? Eating, sleeping, depending.
For example, well, she said that she will eat only in ghee cooked rice. In the ghee cooked, she will eat only that one, even in that planet.
So, man, eating is going on there. They're all right, but more to say that Urvasi actually made the Mitra and Varuna agitated, and they lost their semen. So, it is there is something also, but there's also material world. Even those who are trying to go to the heaven are also wasting their time.
Yes. Yes,
Prabhu. All right, there are a couple more you can think about.
Defending is also there. For example, Chandra and Buraspati fight for right of their son. Defending is also there.
Yeah, the fight is there between the demigods and the demons. The fight is there. And moon can kidnap the wife of his spiritual master. Even the higher planets... You know this Sugriva and Bali, how they were born?
Yes.
How they were born?
From Surya.
How?
I don't know how, but their father is Surya.
Many years back,
Bali's father is Indra.
Right, but how he is born? Many years back, one of Srila Prabhupada's disciple, Atma Tattva, he was from South India, a very learned person. He was speaking about the untold stories of the Ramayana, in which he said once sun god has somehow, once, only once he has sort of leave, he was not on that day to rise, because he was somehow by some Brahman lady cursed that sun will not rise. Some Brahman lady cursed the sun because the husband will die if son will rise. So he said, son will not rise, my husband will not die. And then Anusuya actually get son to rise next day and also saved his husband. That is the chastity of the woman. But the point I am making is the day, holiday for son, so driver Arun, He said, today only I have a holiday. He said, I will go and see the heaven. But how can he enter in Indra's assembly? He become a beautiful woman. So he went there. Indra was so enchanted to Aruna, and then the son of the Indra, Bali, was born. Now Arun came back. And he, sun god asked, where did you go? He said, this way I went there and I become a woman, and then this Indra got me and there's a son. He said, now I would like to see you in the same form. Then again Arun become a lady, and then he got a Sugriv son from the Surya Dev. And then Atma Tattva said, also because these are illegitimate sons, so there was no place for them in the heaven, so they were thrown on the earth. So they came here. So all these things are there also. All these things are going on there. Anyway, this is something. We are starting the chapter 15. Well, this is the dynasty coming from the Pururva's sons. He has six sons. But first, because there is a one partial incarnation of the Lord, of Lord Parshuram, so he is actually the son, not in the dynasty of son, but he is in the dynasty of daughter. So one in the dynasty of daughter of Pururva's descendants, this Parshuram was born, but since he is incarnation, so first priority is given in the chapter for Parshuram. His glorious dynasty, which is from the very famous son, all these Puru and Kuru and Yadav, that will be described later on. So this chapter summary, this chapter describes the history of Gadhi in the dynasty of Ayal. Ayal is a Pururva, and Gadhi is a actually father of Gadhi is father of Vishwamitra, but we'll see very see soon. And after that, there's a six son of the Urvasi and Pururva. They got six sons: Ayu, Shartayu, Satayu, Raya, Jay, and Vijay. So at least we should know which line Krishna is coming. So when we come to that, we will note that particular dynasty. Now the son of Ayu they are not discussing first. Ayu they are leaving. So Shartayu, and then Satayu, and then Rai, and then Jay. They are giving the history of the other five, but not of the Ayu, because Ayu will have a glorious dynasty. That will come next. Now, from the Vijay, Bhima, and Bhima's son was Kanchan. Kanchan's son was Hotrak, and Hotrak's son was Janu. So we have to remember this Janu. This Janu, this is the something about the speciality of the Janu. What is the, what is this Janu? You remember Janvi, Ganga is called Janvi. So is a daughter of Janu Rishi, considered daughter of Janu Rishi. So what did Janu do? The Janu who was celebrated for having drunk all the water of Ganges in one sip. When Bhagirath was taking the Ganga towards the Ganga Sagar or the ocean, on the way Janu Rishi was sitting, and his puja, his paraphernalia of puja was wiped away by Ganga. So he just drank the whole Ganga. Bhagirath looked behind and there is no Ganga. Then he requested Janu, and Janu gave Ganga back. So Ganga is called Jahanvi. In the later part, one of the name of Ganga is, can somebody tell couple name of Ganga?
Bhagirathi.
Bhagirathi, yes. Because Bhagirath brought it. Yes.
Janavi.
What say again?
Janavi.
Dana?
Janangi, Jalangi.
Jalangi is not Ganga actually. Jalangi is a separate river in Mayapur.
Alaknanda.
Alaknanda, yeah, Alaknanda is joining Ganga on the way. Yes, yes. Alaknanda will join the Ganga. Basically, Ganga is Bhagirathi coming down and then it joins the other rivers. Vishnupadi coming from the lotus feet, washing the big toe of Vaman Dev, Vishnupadi, Jahanvi, Bhagirathi, Sursari. Sur means demigod, coming from their planet down, Sursari. Maybe some other names, because there is a Ganga Ashtakam also. There is 8 verses to glorify Ganga, Mother Ganga. By now you should know Ganga is also a demigoddess, is a personification. And she married to the Santino, King Santino in this dynasty. And her very glorious son is Bhisham Pitamah. So Ganga is a river, as a material, Adi Bhautik, but she is as Adi Devik, she is a some demigoddess. Right? Ganga is a river and Ganga is also personified demigoddess, right? Okay. Now we are going after Janu. Who was celibate? Okay. The descendant of Janu, one after another, were Puru, Balak, Ajak, Kush. So we reach to the Kush. The son of Kush was Kushambu, Tanya, Vasu, Kushamba, or Kushamba came Gadi. Now Gadi, we have to reach to the Gadi in a family of Janu. And Janu is coming from Vijay. So in Vijay's family, Vijay Pururva, Pururva's son Vijay, and in Vijay's dynasty Janu, and in Janu's dynasty, we have Gadi. Is okay? Is like that? Right? You remember at least Vijay, Janu and Gadi. This is dynasty. Now, at the place, Gadi has a daughter. And name of the daughter is Satyavati. Anything you have discussed in Surya once, or lunar, what is it called, solar dynasty, was there some Satyavati also? No, Sukanya. Anybody remember Sukanya's pastime? A daughter of Saryati?
Chavan Rishi,
and then Chavan Pras become very famous because old can become young quickly. So Chavan Pras came after Chavan Rishi, right? Chavan Rishi, this is Sukanya was given to the Chavan Rishi, and then Chavan Rishi was old, and the Ashwani Kumar made him young. So then this Chavan Pras is in the market. There you eat and you become young also. Right? So this name Satyavati. You remember the Satyavati, daughter of Gadi. Now here the Rishi is coming, Richak Rishi. Richak is a Rishi, he's a Muni, and he came that I want your daughter in marriage. And Gadi thought we are in a higher dynasty, in a higher dynasty, coming from the Vijay, Pururva, Kush. And this sage, see this Muni sage, how can he maintain my daughter? So very intelligently, he said, okay, if you need my daughter, then bring 1,000 horses with one ear black, either one white, one black. It's not possible to get that 1,000 horses, one black and one white ear. So it means Gadi thought that he will not bring, so he cannot get my daughter. But he brought it. He went to the Varuna, he pleased Varuna, and he got the 1,000 horses. and he married the Satyavati. Any such thing also in a in the solar dynasty, you have something like that. Saubri Rishi went to the Mandata. He wanted to marry. Mandata says, "Okay, go and anyone you want, you marry." Because he said, "Nobody will like this old man, but he becomes so beautiful, all 50 married." You have done this, Saubri? Yeah, this is similarly, this Richak came there. So Richak is a Rishi. Now Richak Rishi married Satyavati. And then Jamandagni was born as a son of Richak Rishi. And Jamadagni's son is Parshuram. He is also called Ram or Parshuram. How he is born, that we will discuss in detail. Okay, then there is some history. When the king named Kartvir Arjun, he is called Haiya dynasty. This dynasty will continue down as a Kaurava and Pandava, this Kartvir Arjun. Stole Jamadagni's desire cow, Kamadhenu. Kamadhenu. Kam means desire, cow is Dhenu. Kamadhenu was stolen by Kartvik Arjun. He has 1,000 arms. It's called Sahasrabahu.
Hare Krishna Bhaji.
Yes.
Bhaji, just like in this verse number 5 and 6.
We are not, we are not studying verse. Yes, we are reading the we are reading the chapter summary. We will start verses now. We will come to the verses. Still, we are reading the chapter summary.
Okay.
So, Jamadagni Jaskar. So, Parshuram, who is ascertained by the learned expert to be Shakti Avesh incarnation. So Parshuram is Shakti Avesh. What is the meaning of Shakti Avesh?
Especially empowered.
So he's a Jeev. He is a Jeev, but he is empowered by the God to do some special work. So they are Shakti Avesh avatar, are not Vishnu Tattva. Is it right? And he killed Kartvik Arjuna. Later, he annihilated the Kshatriya dynasty for 21 times. After Parshuram killed Kartvik Arjuna, Jamadagni told him that killing a king is sinful and that a Brahman, he should have tolerated the offense. This is one of the most important verses we will discuss. Therefore, Jamadagni advised Parshuram to atone for his sin by traveling to the various holy places. But then Kartvik's sons, they came and they killed the Jamadagni. And then Parshuram become furious and he killed all Kshatriyas. So now we are starting the verse number 1. Shri Badrayana Vacha Ailasya Choravasi Garabhat Shadasanatma Janirpa Ayo Shartayo Satayo Rayo Athavijyo Jaya. So Badrayan Sukhdev Goswami, he is saying there are 6 sons from the Maharaj Parikshat, there are 6 sons from the womb of Urvasi by Pururva. And their names just with Ayu, which is most important, which will be discussed next. Shartayu, Shatayu, Rai, Vijay and Jay. Right? Now the next 2 verses say, the son of Shartayu was Vashuman, the son of Satayu was Shurtanjaya, and son of Raya Eka, the son of Jaya Amita, and son of Vijaya Bhima. Now son of Bhima, it means from Vijaya the dynasty continues. Other dynasties, there is not much description. The son of Bhima was Kanchan, and son of Kanchan was Hotrak. Hotrak, Hota, Hota means those who do the Swaha, Hotrak. And son of Hotrak was Jahnu, who drank all the water of Ganga in one sip. So what is the line in Sanskrit for this word? Tasya Jahano Suto Ganga Ganga Ganushi Ganga Gandusi Kritya Gandusi means in a one sip. Gandusi, just in a one sip, he drank the whole Ganga. Gangam Gandusi Kriyatu so apibata, he drank that.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Yes.
This Bhima is the same Bhima Pandavas?
No. This is not Bhima Pandava. This is some other Bhima. Bhima Pandava will come very late.
Okay.
In the last part. Yeah, Bhima here, this is Bhima. Bhima means very powerful. Okay, we are going to verse number 4. The son of Jahanu was Puru. The Puru, if you remember this, Puru will come as a Puru once and Kuru once. Yeah, the Puru as a Puru once and then Kuru once, this is a Puru. The son of Jahanu was Puru and son of Puru was Balak. And son of Balak was Ajak. And son of Ajak was Kush. The Kush had 4 sons, named Kushmandu, Tanaya, Vasu, Kushanabha. And the son of Kushanabha was Gandhi. So Gandhi is son of Kushanabha. And is coming from the Kush dynasty. And this dynasty further will be called Kaushak. Kaushak means coming from the Kush. And Vishwamitra Rishi is called Kaushak. His Gotra is Kaushak Gotra. Now we are going to 5 and 6. Somebody was asking about this, so we will read this. Tasya Satyavatim Kanya. So this Gandhi, son of Kushnab, has a daughter called Satyavati. Richako Ayachata Dvejaha. He is a Brahman. Richak is a Brahman. He came there asking for, Yachak means begging for, the hand of Satyavati as a wife. Varam Vishadrisham Matvi Matva Gadhir Bhargavam Abhravit. And what the Gandhi said? Because he is coming from higher dynasty, he is a Kshatriya. Ekata Shyama Karnanam, 1 ear of the horse should be black. Hayanam, Haya means horses. Chandraha Varasana Varsacham Sahasram Diyatam Shulakam. If you give this to me, then I will give my daughter. Shulakam means you pay this and then I will give my daughter. Kanyam Kushiki Vayam. So my daughter Kushiki I will hand over if you bring. So King Gandhi had a daughter named Satyavati, whom Brahman sage named Richak requested from the king to be his wife. King Gandhi, however, regarded Richak as an unfit husband for his daughter. And therefore he told the Brahman, "My dear sir, I belong to the dynasty of Kusha. Because we are astrocadic Kshatriya, you have to give some dowry or any for my daughter." Actually, you have to give, this word here is Kanya Shulak. The word is Diyatam Shulakam. Shulakam means you pay something, then you get it. Actually, dowry father gives to the daughter, not the husband gives dowry to the daughter actually. And system is dowry is given by the father of the daughter. But he said, "Now you have to pay me shulka, kanya shulka." It's called kanya shulka. You have to pay and then you get. You pay what you will bring. Therefore, bring at least 1,000 horses, each as brilliant as moonshine, and each having 1 black ear, whether right or left. It's not possible. So Srila Prabhupada's purport. Son of King Gandhi was Vishwamitra. Son of King Gandhi was Vishwamitra, who was said to be Brahman and Kshatriya combined. Why? We will discuss. Vishwamitra attained the status of Brahma Rishi, as explained later. From the marriage of Satyavati with Richak Muni would come a son with the spirit of Kshatriya. King Gandhi demanded that, an uncommon request to be fulfilled before the Brahman Rishi could marry his daughter. So in this purport, there is not about the horses or Kanya Shulka, nothing. Srila Prabhupada said Gadi has a one son, Vishwamitra. And we all know Vishwamitra. And this Vishwamitra, by birth, he is Kshatri, because he is son of a Kshatri, father Gadi, in a Kush dynasty. But because the mother of Vishwamitra, wife of Gadi, the mother of Satyavati, because Vishwamitra and Satyavati are brother and sister. Gadi has a daughter Satyavati and he has a son Vishwamitra, so they are brother and sister. Now what happened that we will know very soon, that how he was born as a Kshatri but acted as a Brahman. And later he was known as a Brahma Rishi. And this title was given to the Vishwamitra by Vasishtha, by sage Vasishtha. And this Vishwamitra killed the 100 sons of Vasishtha Rishi. 100 sons of Vasishtha Rishi were killed by Vishwamitra. But still, that great sage Vasishtha ultimately said, "You are Brahma Rishi now." Before they were saying, "You are Raj Rishi." And he, Vishwamitra, is so powerful that by his austerity, he made Gayatri to appear. So Rishi for Gayatri mantra is Vishwamitra. Each Rishi is a mantra drishta, a seer of the mantra, and Vishwamitra is a Gayatri mantra drishta. Anything else you remember about Vishwamitra? In Bhagavad Gita, sometime Prabhupada has comparison of Vishwamitra with Haridas Thakur.
He was tempted by Menaka,
but Haridas Thakur was not influenced by same celestial, what was her name?
Maya Devi personified.
So this is a Vishwamitra. And then the story will come further, okay? So now we are going to the verse number 7. When King Gadi made this demand, the great sage Rishyak could understand the king's mind, that king don't want to give me the daughter. So he have given me a task which is unfulfillable. But therefore he went to the demigod Varuna and brought from him 1,000 horses that Gadi had demanded. So demigod gave him, he pleased the demigod and he got the benefit. After delivering these horses, the sage married the king's beautiful daughter. Now daughter of a Kshatri married to the Brahman. What is the result? Thereafter, Rishik Muni's wife and mother-in-law means the wife of Gadi, the mother of Vishwamitra. So Satyavati and her mother both desire son. They requested Rishik Muni that please with a special mantra, prepare some paisam or sweet rice that we can beget son. So they both asked some this thing. Thus Rishak Muni prepared one oblation for his wife, which was with separate mantra, because he wanted a Brahman, a Rishi, as a son for his own wife. And he knew that my mother-in-law is a Kshatri, is a married to Gadi. He need a son who must be Kshatri. So he prepared a Brahman oblation for his wife and another for the mother-in-law, wife of Gadi, with a Kshatri mantra. Then he went out to bath. So what do you think? He did not take bath before bathing. He has prepared the Charu? No. They take bath at least 3 times. Trikala Sandhya Snan. So first in the morning, then they do puja, then afternoon bath, they do Gayatri. So they do 3-time bath. If you know, if you remember 5th canto, Maharaj Bharat was taking 3-time bath in a river. So sannyasi has to take 3 baths a day. Brahmachari, 1. Grastha at least 2. This is a general. So, now he went to take bath. What happened? Something extraordinary happened. The mother thought that the best paisam must be made for his own wife. I should exchange. This something happened. So this is what happened. Meanwhile, because Satyavati's mother thought that the oblation prepared for her daughter, Richak's wife must be better. Because after all, husband for the wife will make a very special. So she asked her daughter for that oblation. Please, you give your to me. And she obliged to the mother. And she gave her to her mother. Satyavati therefore gave her own oblation to her mother and ate her mother's oblation herself. So they exchanged things. Now what is the result? The result will be, Gadhi will have a Brahman son and Richak will have a Kshatri son. Just opposite. Things will be opposite because the mantra were different. Now, Srila Prabhupada's little purport, husband naturally has some affection for his wife. Therefore, Satyavati's mother thought that the oblation prepared for Satyavati by sage Richak must have been better than her own oblation. In Richak's absence, mother took the better oblation from the Satyavati, ate it. So this is the exchange. Now, but the Rishi, if he can make the oblation, then he knows also what happened. They are seer, they know it. So when the great sage Richak returned home after bathing, he understood what had happened in his absence. He said to his wife Satyavati, "You have done a great wrong. Your son will be fiery Kshatriya, able to punish everyone. And your brother will be learned scholar in spiritual science. Just going to be opposite. You have done one wrong thing." Satyavati will cry, "I don't want really Kshatriya son." But this Rishi is powerful. He will say, "Okay, your son will be gentleman Brahman, but your grandson will be very fiery Kshatriya spirit. And that is going to be Parshuram." Okay, let us read the purport. A Brahman is highly qualified when he controls his senses and mind. When he is learned scholar in spiritual science, and when he is tolerant and forgiving. So remember these qualities of a Brahman. Prabhupada is giving little insight in qualities of a Brahman. Brahman is highly qualified when he can control his senses and mind. Shamo Damaha. Shama and Dham. To control the senses and mind. And then he is a learned scholar in spiritual science. Shamo Damaha. Tapa Arjavam. Learned scholar in Vedic science, and when he is tolerant, shama, and forgiving. This will come again. This forgiving, you remember, will come again. Just forgive. Never take revenge. Is a Brahman. Tolerant and forgiving. And Kshatriya, however, is highly qualified when he is fiery in giving punishment to the wrongdoer. He should be like a thunderbolt when punishing the miscreant. But when he is dealing with Brahman, he should be soft like a rose. Kshatri, like that. Ramachandra acted as a Kshatri. He was tough for the wrongdoers and he was very soft for the devotees. These qualities are stated in Bhagavad Gita. 1842-43 ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय तेजो सूर्यम शौर्यम युधे चपलायलम यू रिमेंबर दीज वर्सेस एंड बिकॉज सत्यवती इंस्टेड ऑफ ईटिंग हिज हर ओन ऑब्लेशन हैड ईटन दैट व्हिच वाज मेंट फॉर हर मदर शी वुड गिव बर्थ टू अ सन इम्ब्यूड विद अ क्षत्रिय स्पिरिट दिस वाज अनडिजायरेबल हाउ कैन ए Saint have a son who is kshatriya and killing, undesirable. The son of Brahman is generally expected to become Brahman. But if such a son become fiery like a kshatriya, he is designated according to the description of the four varna in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarna, Maya, Sarishtam, Guna, Karma. It means he will not be called Brahman, he will be called kshatriya. If the son of Brahman does not become like a Brahman, he must be called a Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra. So he will be degraded. According to his qualification, the basic principle for dividing society is not person's birth, but his qualification and action. What is the meaning of qualification and action? Qualities and action. What is quality and what is action? Guna karma.
Guna karma.
Quality meaning guns. Guna means mode of action, mode of material nature. If he is in goodness, then he is a Brahman. If he is in a mode of ignorance, then he is a Kshudra. He is a pure passion, then a Kshatri. Passion and ignorance mix, then a Vaish. And action according to his activities. Okay. Now, verse 11. Satyavati, however, pacified Richak Muni with peaceful word. She said, what can I do? My mother said, I have to oblige the mother. So husband said, anyway, this is nothing your fault because we have to follow the elders. We cannot say no to the elder. So he was pacified. And requested her son not to be like Fayarasi Kshatriya. Satyavati said, I don't need Kshatriya Fayarasi. Please do something. And Ruchik Muni replied, then your grandson will be of the Kshatriya spirit. Thus Jamadagni was born as the son of Satyavati. So Satyavati got Jamadagni and Gadhi got Vishwamitra. So Vishwamitra is acting as a Brahman, but Jamadagni is Brahman. His grandson Parshuram, grandson of Richak, son of Jamadagni will be Parshuram. Any other something you remember? My son should not be like this, then the grandson is okay. Anybody you remember like this?
One king, he
exchanges
his old age with his sons.
Who?
Bruno Chakravarti. Here in our past times also is there his name.
Yayati.
Yati. Yati or Yayati.
What is about him? What about his son?
He wants to, the father, Yati or Ayati, wants to enjoy his
youth and air. No, this is something like that. Not like this, that grandson will be that. What about
Prahlad?
What about Prahlad? How Prahlad came?
Bali Maharaj is grandfather.
When Diti went to Kashyap and said, I did something wrong. He said, I cannot do anything. But since you are saying, accepting your mistake, your son is already there, he is Pharisee demon, but your grandson, because of your forgiveness you are asking, will be great devotee, Prahlad Maharaj. Yeah, similarly, you can just always think, when something is there, something also, you think some similar thing there, then this thing will stay in your mind. Otherwise it won't, may not stay. So, the great sage Richak was very angry, but somehow or other, Satyavati pacified him. And at her request, he changed his mind. Richak changed his mind. It is indicated here that the son of Jamadagni would be born as Parshuram. Jamadagni. Now, what is happening in two verses? Satyavati later become this is and something inconceivable. Satyavati, after giving birth to Jamadagni, becomes sacred river Kaushiki. I told you just Ganga is a river and Ganga is also demigoddess. So similarly, there is a, I think in a spiritual world, Vrinda Devi, she also becomes some river there. When Radharani found her with the Krishna, then she become river. There's something there. There are something. So Kaushiki river. Vishwamitra was once crossing this river and he said, this is my daughter, my sister. Become this river. When he was taking Ram and Lakshman. So Satyavati later becomes sacred river Kaushiki to purify the entire world. And her son Jamadagni married Renuka, the daughter of Renu. So this is a Brahman. By the semen of Jamadagni, many sons headed by Vasuman were born from womb of Renuka. The youngest of them was named Ram or Parshuram. So there are four sons and the last one was Parshuram. So now Jamadagni, this is the Jamadagni's four sons and Parshuram. Now we have to go to the story of Parshuram. This was the purpose of this dynasty coming from Vijay, right? Vijay, Janu, Kush, Gadhi, and Gadhi's daughter, Satyavati, Richak, and then coming Parshuram. It's not from the son dynasty, from a daughter dynasty. Is okay? 14. Now what the learned scholars say about this son? Yamaho Vasudevansham Hayanam Kulantakam Traishaptaha Kirtavo Yaimam Chakre Nihakshatriyam Mahim. All these words are very beautiful. You just meditate. If you have a book, you look into this verse. Yam Ahu, the learned scholar call him Vasudev Ansam, is a answer of Vasudev. Vasudev is Sankrishna, Vasudev, Pradyumna, Anuruddha, like a Vasudev. He is a ansa and kala. Ete chansha kalaha krishnastu bhava. So ansa and kala. So he is a ansa of Vasudev. And then what did he do? Hayanam kulantakam. Hayanam, Haya is a dynasty of Kartvik Arjun. Kartvir Arjun. This dynasty called Haya dynasty. Ant kulantakam means he destroyed the whole dynasty. Kul means the whole family lineage. Antakam means finished. Tri sapta. 7 into 3. 21. Tri Shaptaha Kritvo Yam Imam Chakre Neshaktriyam Mahim. What is Mahim means? Mother Earth. Nishkshatriyam. He made the earth completely free from the Kshatriyas. How many times? 21 times. Tri Shaptaha. So this verse is very wonderful verse. So learned scholar accept this Parushuram as the celebrated incarnation of Vasudev who annihilated the dynasty of Kartvir, which is Haya, and Parushuram killed all the Kshatriya on the earth 21 times. When the royal dynasty, now this is the verse which is for your question. One question we have already completed. You remember how the son become Kshatriya? There is one question in your question bank. Because the oblation was changed between the mother and daughter. Right? Is it clear? That question is clear?
Yes, Baba, it's clear, Baba.
And now second question is based on this verse 15. And what is the question? What are the discrepancies of the Kshatriya that Parshuram killed them? Something like that? So see here the words. दर्पम क्षत्रम भुवो भारम दर्पम दर्पम मीन्स प्राउड दर्पम क्षत्रम भुवो भारम दे बिकम ए बर्डन ऑन द अर्थ भुवो भुवो मीन्स अर्थ भुव लोक एंड भारम मीन्स बर्डन वाय बिकॉज ऑफ देयर प्राइड एंड व्हाट एल्स अब्रह्मण्यम अनीशनस्त अब्रह्मण्यम अब्रह्मण्यम दे वर नॉट फॉलोइंग रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल सिनफुल नॉट केयरिंग फॉर द रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल एनंशिएटेड बाय द ब्राह्मण्स इट मीन्स दे हैव नो ब्राह्मण एज देयर गाइडिंग प्रिंसिपल एज ए गुरु वेन क्षत्रिय आर नॉट गाइडेड बाय ब्राह्मण दे बिकम सिनफुल So second thing, first is darpam, means proud, very proud. Second is abrahmanyam anishanshata anishanta. Aninshata, drove away or annihilated. This is what Parshuram did. Raja tama vritam ahan. Why? Because by the quality of passion and ignorance, they were more covered by the ignorance and there was passion also. Vrtam, they were covered. Vrtam means avartam. Avartam means cut. This vrtam word is vrtasur. You remember vrtasur? Because he was covering all direction. So vrtam means covering. Ahan, he killed phalguni. Not very great. This phalguni means the offense was not really great. Not very great offense. Phalguni api kirte. Phalguni api kirte ahansi. Ahansi, an offense. When the royal dynasty being excessively proud because of material modes of passion and ignorance, because religious and cease to care for the law enacted by the Brahmins, these are the defect in Kshatriya. Parshuram killed them. Although their offenses were not very severe, he killed them to lessen the burden of the world. Now Srila Prabhupada's commentary. The Kshatriyas or the ruling class must govern the world in accordance with the rules and regulation enacted by great Brahmins and saintly persons. So there is always an assembly. The assembly, national assembly, they are called Brahmins, which make the rules and regulation, and the king has to execute. And what is the meaning of rule and regulation? Rules means to follow, to fast, to do, and regulation means not do. So do's and don't both, rules and regulation. It's called Vidhi Nisheda. Vidhi means what to do and Nishedha what not to do. And who will make this? Brahmins. So when Srila Prabhupada wanted to meet the president at that time, the Prime Minister of India, he said, all these members of the assembly must be Brahmins. They must follow four regulative principles because they are there sitting there to make the law and rules and regulation for the country. So they should be Brahmins. And the king should be guided by Brahman. Okay, as soon as the ruling class become irresponsible in regard to the religious principle, it becomes a burden on the earth. As stated here, Rajo Tamo Vritam Bharam Abrahmanyam. When the ruling class is influenced by the lower mode of nature, namely ignorance and passion, it becomes a burden to the world and must then be annihilated by superior power. So who is superior power than Kshatriya? Brahman. Any example where Brahmins were so powerful that they dethroned the Kshatriya king?
Yes, King Vena.
King Vena, yes. Rishi is King Vena, right. Superior power. We actually see from modern history that monarchies have been abolished by various revolutions. But unfortunately, the monarchies have been abolished to establish supremacy of third class and fourth class men. Third class and fourth class, what is third class and fourth class?
By Sudras and by Vaishyas.
Yeah, Vaishya is a third class and fourth class is Shudra. Monarchy was second class because they are Kshatriyas. Monarchy means second class. And Prabhupada used to say the capitalist, American and European capitalists, they are third class Vaishya. And the Russian and Chinese communist, they are fourth class Shudra. These are the two only ruling the whole world now. Their third and fourth class is ruling. There is no intelligent class to guide them. This was Prabhupada's mission for establishing ISKCON, to create a first class devotees, to guide them all ultimately. Although the monarchies overpowered by the mode of passion and ignorance have been abolished in this world, the inhabitants of the world are still unhappy. For although the qualities of the former monarchs were degraded by tents of ignorance, these monarchs have been replaced by men of the mercantile and worker class. Now, the third class is mercantile, fourth class is worker class, whose qualities are even more degraded. When the government is actually guided by a Brahman or God conscious man, then there can be real happiness for the people. Therefore, in previous times, when the ruling class was degraded to the mode of patient ignorance, the Brahmans headed by such a Kshatriya-spirited Brahman, as Parashuram, killed them 21 consecutive times. So he's a Brahman, but spirited Kshatriya spirit. He is a Kshatriya spirit. Brahman cannot do this. Vishwamitra was not killing himself, those who was disturbing his fire sacrifice. He said, I am Brahman, it is not my duty. So he said, Ram, you come and you kill Lord Ramchandra. You are Kshatriya, it is your prescribed duty, not my. He can kill, but he is not going to kill because he is Brahman. He don't want to transgress the Brahminical quality. He can do that, but he is not doing. Alright. In Kali Yuga, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Dasyoho Praeshu Rajasu, Dasyu means dequite. Praeshu means almost. And Rajeshu means king. The ruling class will be no better than plunderers, Dasyu, dequites. Because the third class and fourth class men will monopolize the affairs of the government. Ignoring the religious principle and Brahminical rules and regulation, they will certainly try to plunder the riches of the citizen without consideration, as stated elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, this is the 12.140. Asanskrita hakriya ahina asanskrita. Sanskrit means purified. Garbhadan sanskar, Vivah sanskar, those who don't have a sanskar, those who are not purified, kriyahina, and they have no pious activity. Rajasa, tamasa, vrtaha, those who are covered by the mode of passion and ignorance. Prajaste bhakshyanti, praja means citizens, and bhakshyanti means really plunder them, eat them away. Malecha rajanya rupina, they will be uncivilized, non-Aryan, out of the Vedic civilization, and they become king, and they will act as a king, rajanya rupina. Being unpurified means asanskritaha. Neglecting to discharge the human duties properly, akriyahina. And being influenced by the mode of passion and ignorance, unclean people, malecha, posing as members of the government, rajanya rupina, will swallow the citizen, prajate bhakshanam. Bhaksha means eating. And in still another place, Srimad Bhagavatam says, so what Srila Prabhupada's mood in these all, a purport and verse is this, the ruling class is ruined. The ruling class is ruined. And therefore nobody is happy. So they need, then there we need a Brahminical class to correct them. And we don't have that either. Hare Krishna. Okay, the next two verses from Bhagavatam 12, 2, 7 and 8. Human society is naturally grouped into four divisions as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvayanam. But if the system is neglected and qualities and divisions of society are not considered, the result will be Brahma Vitak Kshatraha Sudranam Yo Bali Bhavitaha Nirpaha. The so-called caste system of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra will be meaningless. It means they are not qualified, they are simply by birth, so it is useless. As a result, whoever somehow or other become powerful will be king or president, and thus the praja or citizen will be so harassed that they will give up health, hearth, means their home, hearth, home, and will go to the forest. Yasyanti giri kananam, giri means mountain, and kananam means forest. They should come to the Govardhan and Vrindavan, then they will be safe. There is a Giriraj, Govardhan and Vrindavan. To escape harassment by government officials who have no mercy and are addicted to the ways of plunderers, therefore prajas or the people in general must take to the Krishna conscious movement, Prabhupada's mood and mission. The Hare Krishna movement, which is sound incarnation of Supreme Lord, Kalikale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is incarnated. Godhead has now appeared as an incarnation of His holy name. Therefore, when the praja become Krishna consciousness, they can then expect a good government and good society, a perfect life and liberation from the bondage of material existence. So this purport is one of the purport for your question bank. Verse number 16. Rajovacha, King Parishad is inquiring from Sukhdev Goswami. What was the offense that the Kshatriya, who could not control their senses, committed before Lord Parshuram? So he wanted to know why Kshatriyas were punished by Parshuram. The incarnation of Supreme Personality Godhead, for which the Lord annihilated the Kshatriya dynasty again and again, why? What was the reason? Now this story will come. What wrong Kshatriyas have done?
They are breaking all regulatory principles, religious principles.
Now we will know what actually they have done. Why Parshuram killed them? Because that Kartvir Arjuna, he kidnapped and stole the cow from Maharaj Jamadagni. So this was the something which we'll know. So Badrayan is saying in these verses, next verses. Sukhdev Goswami said, the best of the Kshatriya, so he was the best of the Kshatriya at that time. And how powerful he was, we will soon know that he conquered Ravan. The ten-headed Ravan was conquered by him. Kart Veer Arjun, the king of the Haiya dynasty, received 1,000 alms by worshipping Dattatreya. Dattatreya is the incarnation of Lord, son of Atri and Anusuya. And he worshipped and he got 1,000 arms. It means he has 1,000 arms, physically 1,000 arms. Dattatreya, a plenary expansion of Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayan. He also became undefeatable by enemies and received unobstructed sensory power, beauty, influence, strength, fame, and mystic power, by which to achieve all the perfection of yoga, such as anima, laghima. What is anima and what is laghima?
Anima becomes smaller than smaller.
And laghima?
Bigger than bigger.
All right. Thus having become fully opulent, he roamed all over the universe without opposition, just like a wind. So nobody was opposing him. So this is the Kshatriya, and he has all these powers. And now what he's going to do, that is wrong, and therefore Parashuram killed him.
I have one question.
Once while, now what he was doing, see, once while enjoying in the water of river Narmada, it is the least polluted river in India, river Narmada. We are coming from Bombay to Delhi by Central Railway, then you cross the Narmada on the way, near Hoshangabad. So Narmada, the puffed up Kartvik Arjun, the word is Istrihi Ratanahi Avirtaha, covered or surrounded by the beautiful woman. Kirnam, he was playing with them. Reva Ambasi, in the water of river Reva. This Reva is a place there. There is one village called Reva. And the name of the river is Narmada. Mad Utkantha. Mad means? He was basically become like a intoxicated. Mad means intoxicated. Intoxicated by his power and all these things, puffed up. Utkataha, too puffed up because of the opulence. Anything else is coming in your mind like that? Surrounded by woman, in the water, sporting.
Nalkuver and Manigriva
of our Damodar Leela. So similar thing, right? Puffed up Kartvik Arjuna, surrounded by beautiful woman, garlanded with garland of victory. Vijayantim Srajam. Vijayantim Srajam. He has a garland of victory. Stop the flow of water with his all arms. What did he do? He has his 1,000 arms. He made a dam. He made a dam and he stopped the water of the Narmada to flow in a direction. Normally going, it was going in opposite direction. So he made a dam. And what is the result of the dam? The result of the dam was Ravan was sitting on the opposite side. And what happened to Ravan? See here. Because Kartik Arjuna made the water flow in the opposite direction, the camp of Ravan, which was set up on the bank of Narmada near the city of Maheshmati, was indented. So water came back there, and his all worshipable things were washed away. This was unbearable to the 10-headed Ravan, who considered himself a great hero and could not tolerate Kartvik Arjun's power. So he came to the place from where the water was stopped. So he reached to the Kartvik Arjun. Oh, Ravan was out touring to gain victory over all countries, Digvijay. And he had camped on the bank of Narmada river near the city of Maheshmati. Okay, what happened then? When the Ravan attempted to insult Kartvik Arjun in presence of the woman, so he said something, why you are doing this, all that? Don't know who am I, Lankapati? And thus offended him, Kartvik Arjuna easily arrested Ravan and put him in custody to the city of Maheshwari. He did not fight even. He just captured him and put him in a prison in Maheshmati. And then the grandfather of Ravan came, Pulast Rishi came. And he asked Kartvik Arjuna to return my grandson back to me. Anybody knows the name of the father of Ravan?
Visharva.
Sharva means one who hears Veda. So Visharva, son of Pulast, Visharva. Yeah, Visharva's son is Ravan. And Keksi, mother is Keksi. And mother is from the demonic side. And how he captured the Ravan, just like monkey. And then released him neglectfully. So who else captured Ravan, anybody remember?
Bali.
Bali, Sugriva's elder brother Bali kept him under the arm and he jumped to the three oceans. Ravan was surprised. He's taking me and jumping from one to other ocean for the Sandhya Vandan. Then he said, it's not worth to fight with him, better to make him friend. So they become friends. They have sort of agreement. Okay, going to the next verse. Once while, now this is the one thing about how powerful is Kartvik Arjun. Now once while Kartvik Arjun was wandering, unengaged in the solitary forest and hunting, he approached the residence of Jamadagni. Kartvik Arjun had no business going to the residence of Jamadagni, Prabhupada said. Why he went there? But because he was puffed up by his extraordinary power, he went there and offended Parshuram. How he offended Parshuram, we will know. This was the prelude to his being killed by Parshuram for his offensive act. So what offense he has done, we will know very soon. The sage Jamadagni, who was engaged in great austerities in the forest, received the king very well, along with the king's soldiers, minister and carriers. He supplied all the necessity to worship these guests, for he possessed kamadhinu kao and was able to supply everything. Very similar story is that there was a similar cow with Vasishtha Rishi, and Vishwamitra went there as a king also. And Vishwamitra did the same thing what Kartvik Arjun is doing. Very similar stories there. So Brahma Sahanta informs us that the spiritual world, especially the planet Golok Vrindavan, where Krishna lives, full of Surabhi cows. So Prabhupada, Kamadhenu, when Prabhupada heard, just saw the word Kamadhenu, in his meditation came, Surabhiya Bhipalayantam. So he thought of Golok Vrindavan. This is called the saintly person. Anything which can remind him, Udipan, this has arisen in his mood for the Golok Vrindavan. The Surabhi cows is called Kamadhenu. Although Jamadagni possessed only one Kamadhenu, he was able to get from it everything desirable. Thus he was able to receive the king along with king's great number of followers, ministers, soldiers, animals, palanquin carriers, etc. When we speak of king, we understand that he is accompanied by many followers. Jamadagni was able to receive all king's followers properly and fed them sumptuously with food prepared in ghee. The king was astonished at how opulent Jamadagni was because of possessing only one cow. And therefore, he became envious of the great sage. This was the beginning of his offense. What is the beginning of the offense? To be envious of a saintly person. Envious person will never be peaceful, will never become successful, and never get knowledge. Krishna says, those who are envious will never get knowledge. Anusuya. Okay. The king was astonished, okay. Envious. This was the beginning of his offense. Parshuram, the incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead, killed Kartvik Arjun because Kartvik Arjun was too proud. Why he killed him? Because he was too proud. One may possess unusual opulence in this material world, but if one becomes puffed up and acts whimsically, he will be punished by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No problem, you can have opulence, but if you are controlled by those opulence and become puffed up, become proud, and then do whatever you like, then Supreme Lord will arrange some punishment. This is the lesson to be learned from this history. In which the Parshuram became angry at Kartvik Arjuna and killed him and rid the entire world of Kshatriya 21 times. So this is the lesson we learned from here. Okay, verse number 25. What happened next? Kartvik Arjuna thought Jamadagni was more powerful and wealthy than himself. This is envy. He was king and emperor, he was a hermitage having a one cow, but he was envious. And because of possessing a jewel in the form of Kamdhenu, therefore he and his own men, the Hayyas, were not very much appreciative of Jamadagni's reception. They forgot the best reception. They thought, why he has this cow? On the contrary, they wanted to possess the Kamdhenu, which was useful for execution of Agnihotra sacrifice. Anything more? Some cow coming in your mind? Some Kamdhenu from somewhere is coming in your mind? Yes, in eighth canto you have some Surabhi, in some cow came from somewhere?
From the Samudmanthan.
Yeah, from the churning of ocean. And who got the cow?
Sages.
Yeah, cow was given to the sages. Why? Because they have to do the Agnihotra sacrifice. Because they use the cow butter for performing the sacrifice, and then everybody will be satisfied. Jamadagni was more powerful than Kartvigarjuna because of performing Agnihotra Yajna. With clarified butter received from Kamdhenu. Not every one can be expected to possess such a cow. Nonetheless, an ordinary man may possess an ordinary cow, give protection to this animal, take sufficient milk from it, and engage the milk to produce butter and clarified ghee, especially for performing Agnihotra Yajna. This is possible for everyone. Thus we find that in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna advises Gauraksha, the protection of the cows. It's essential because if the cows are cared for properly, they will surely supply sufficient milk. We have practical experience in America that in our various ISKCON farms, we are giving proper protection to the cows and receiving more than enough milk. In other farms, the cow do not deliver such much milk as in our farms because our cows know very well that we are not going to kill them. They are happy and they give ample milk. Therefore, this instruction given by Lord Krishna Gauraksha is extremely meaningful. The whole world must learn from Krishna how to live happily without scarcity, simply by producing good grain, anad bhavati bhutani, and giving protection to the cow. Krishi gauraksha vanijam vaisha karma subhavajam. Those who belong to the third level of the human society, namely the mercantile people, must keep land for producing food grains and give protection to cow. This is the injunction of Bhagavad Gita. In the matter of protecting cows, the meat eaters will protest. But in answer to them, we may say that since Krishna gives stress to cow protection, those who are inclined to eat meat may eat the flesh of unimportant animal like hog, dogs, goats and sheep. But they should not touch the life of a cow, for this is destructive to the spiritual advancement of the human society. So this purport is also very advisable purport with the mission of Krishna conscious movement about cow protection. And it shows the Kshatriya spirit, instead of protecting the cows, were kidnapping the cows. That was the offense of Kartvigarjuna. Now what happened? Being puffed up by material power, and humble sage has a very much spiritual power. So being puffed up by material power, Kartvigarjuna encouraged his men to steal Jamadagni's Kamdhenu. Thus the men forcibly took away the crying Kamdhenu. She was not willing to go with the king. along with her calf. Oh, both were crying, and they were pulled to Maheshmati, the kingdom of Kartvik Arjun, capital. The word Havirdhanim, Havirdhanim, is significant in this verse. Havirdhanim refer to the cow required for supplying Havi or ghee. Havi means to put in the fire as a soha, ghee, for performance or ritualistic ceremonies in sacrifice. In human life, one should be trained to perform yajna. As we are informed Bhagavad Gita, yajna arthat karma o anyatra loka ayam karma bandhanah. Yajna arthat, do work for Vishnu, who is Yajnapati. So if we do perform yajna, we shall simply work very hard for sense gratification like hog and dogs. If we don't do yajna, then we will work like a hog and dog. This is not civilization. Human beings should be trained to perform yajna. Yajnad bhavati parjanyad. If yajna regularly performed, there will be proper rain from the sky, and then there is a regular rainfall, land will be fertile, suitable for producing all necessity of life. Yajna therefore is essential. For performing yajna, clarified butter is essential. And for clarified butter, cow protection is essential. Therefore, if we neglect the Vedic way of civilization, we should certainly suffer. So-called scholars and philosophers do not know the secret of success in life. And therefore, they suffer in the hands of Prakriti or nature. Prakriti kriyamanai gunai karmani sarvasa. Nonetheless, although they are forced to suffer, they think they are advancing in civilization. Ahankar vimudatma karta amiti manyate. See these same verses of Bhagavad Gita, but Prabhupada has a different context to refer here. See this in the common verse. Everybody has to memorize in Bhakti Shastri. Prakriti kriyamanani gunahi karmani. But Prabhupada has used in a different context with a different reference. The Krishna conscious movement is therefore meant to revive the mode of civilization in which everyone will be happy. This is the motive of our Krishna conscious movement. Yagne sukhena bhavanto, by performing sacrifice become happy. Last word, yagne sukhena bhavanto, become happy. Sukhentu means happy. Bhavantu means become, and yagna means by performing yagya. By performing yagya become happy. This is the mission of Krishna conscious movement. So this verse has some Krishna conscious, Prabhupada's mission and mood. 27. Thereafter, Kartvik Arjun, having left with Kamdhenu, it means he stole Kamdhenu, Parshuram returned to the ashram. When Parshuram, the youngest son of Jamadagni, heard about Kartvik Arjun's nefarious deed, he became as angry as temple snake. So he became really very angry with a red eyes and deep breath. And what he did? Taking up his fiery chopper axe, his bow and quiver of arrow, Lord Parshuram, exceedingly angry, chased Kartvik Arjun just as a lion chases an elephant. And he approached. As the king Kartvik Arjun entered his capital Maheshmati, Puri, he saw Lord Parshuram, the best of the Bhrigu dynasty. So he's called Bhrigu. This is in our Dasa avatar Ashtakam is a Bhrigu Rupa, Keshava Dhirta Bhrigu Rupa, Jai Jagadish Hare. So he's a Bhrigu dynasty. Bhrigu dynasty, it means Jamagadani, and then their some forefather is Bhrigu Rishi. So Bhrigu dynasty coming after him, holding a chopper, shield, bow and arrow. Lord Parshuram was covered with black deer skin. So he was wearing black deer skin. And his matted lock of hairs appeared like a sunshine. So what we'll do now? Upon seeing Parshuram, Kartvik Arjuna immediately feared him. He became afraid. and send many elephants, chariots, horses, infantry, soldiers, equipped with clubs, sword, arrows, rishtis, shatghnis, shaktis, and many similar weapons to fight against him. Kartvika Arjuna sent 17 full akshunis. This was equal to almost one less than the whole Mahabharata war. In Mahabharata war, there were 11 on the Kaurava side and 7 on Pandava side. So there were 18. But the 17 only here, 17 akshuni. Divisions of the army he sent to check Parshuram, but the Parshuram alone killed all of them. This is the power of God. The word akshuni refers to a military phalanx consisting of 21,870 chariots and the elephants, 1,09,350 infantry soldiers, and 65,610 horses, as exact description is given in Mahabharata, Adi Parv, second chapter, as follows. So this is the count of a one division or akshuni. One chariot, one elephant, five infantry soldiers, and three horses are called pati. One chariot, one elephant, five infantry soldiers, and three horses is called one pati. By those who are learned in the science, the wise also know that sena mukha is three times that pati. It means this is like a captain, colonel, major captain, major, colonel, general, something like that. Sena mukha means he's like a captain, something like that. Three sena mukha are known as one gulam. Three gulam is equal to one gana. Three gana is equal to one vahini. One vahini means one some division. So it is like a brigadier. Three vahinis have been referred to by the learned as pritana, and three pritana equal to chamu. This chamu word is in Bhagavad Gita. How the phalanxes are arranged, chamu. The three chamu equal to anikini. The wise refer 10 anikinis as akshuni. The chariots of an akshuni have been calculated. We have just read this. 31. Lord Parshuram, being expert in killing the military strength of the enemy, worked with a speed of mind and wind, slicing his enemies with his chopper, Parsha. It's called Parshuram. Ram is a name and Parsha is his weapon. Parsha means X. Chopper, X. Parshuram. Wherever he went, the enemies fell, their legs, arms, shoulders being severed, their chariots driven, drivers killed, and their carriers and elephant and horses all annihilated. So in the beginning he was going like at the speed of mind. So he killed everybody. But then most of them were killed, and he was going by the speed of wind. And then first by mind and then by wind. And he annihilated everything. And then Kartvika Arjuna came himself. By manipulating his axe and arrows, the Lord Parshuram cut to pieces the shield, flag, bows, and bodies of Kartvika soldiers who fell to the battlefield, mudding the ground with their blood. Seeing this reverses, Kartvika Arjuna infuriated, rushed to the battlefield. Now he came himself. And he used the 500 arrows with 1,000 arms. So Kartvika Arjuna with his 1,000 arms simultaneously fixed arrows and 500 bows to kill Lord Parshuram. But Lord Parshuram, the best of fighter, released enough arrows with only one bow to cut to pieces immediately all the arrows and bow in the hands of Kartvika Arjuna. So now he will kill the Kartvika Arjuna. When his arrows were cut to pieces, Kartvika uprooted many trees and hills with his own hands and again rushed strongly towards Parshuram to kill him. But Parshuram then used his axe with great force to cut off Kartvik Arjun's arm, just as one might lop off the hoods of his serpent. So he was cutting one by one the hands of the Kartvik Arjun. So, thereafter Parshuram cut off like a mountain peak the head of Kartvik Arjun, who had already lost his arms. When Kartvik Arjun's 10,000 sons saw their father killed, they all fled in fear. Then Parshuram, having killed the enemy, released the Kamdhenu, which had undergone great suffering, and brought it back with its calf to his residence, where he gave it to his father Jamadagni. Now what Jamadagni is saying, that is called Brahman. Parshuram described his father and brothers, his activities in killing Kartvik Arjuna. Upon hearing these deeds, Jamadagni spoke to his son as follows. This is Brahman. This is very important. Rama Rama Mahabaho Bhavan Papam Akarashi Aha Avadhim Naradevam Yata Saravadhe Deva Mayam Viraha. What he is saying is an injection. O great hero, my dear son Parshuram, you have unnecessarily killed the king who is supposed to be the embodiment of all demigods. Thus you have committed a sin. The abductor of the cow, Kamdhenu, the person who owned the Kamdhenu, is so tolerant and so forgiving that he said, you should not have killed that person. And then he says one thing more, another injection. My dear son, we are all Brahmins. And we have become worshipable for people. If you are Brahman and people give respect and worship to you, then know this. Because our quality of forgiveness. Hare Krishna. So this I am reading the verse, sorry. So vayam hi brahmanastata, we are Brahmins, my dear son. Kshamyata aharatam gataha yayaloka guru devaha. People are saying us guru. They are giving us worship because we have kshama. We tolerate and we forgive. Parmeshtyam agatapadam. Parmeshtyam, you know Parmeshtyam word? Supreme person within the universe means Brahma. Parmeshtyam is Brahma. This verse, anybody can recall some verse in which there is word Parmeshtyam? Well, some verses, Virtasur's offering is like that. Na parameshtyam, na param, na rasadhipatyam, something is there. So, my dear son, we are all Brahmins and we have become worshipable for people in general because of our quality of forgiveness. It is because of this quality that Lord Brahma, Parameshtyam, the supreme spiritual master of the universe, has achieved his post. So Brahmins, if they become forgive, if they have a quality of forgiveness, then they will be qualified to become Brahma. Okay? So therefore, the duty of Brahman is to culture the quality of forgiveness. The three verses, this is most important. The quality of Brahman is to culture the quality of forgiveness, which is illuminating like a sun. The Supreme Person, Godhead Hari, is pleased with those who are forgiving. Any other incident you think of somebody who forgave?
Maharaj.
Ah, who?
Ambarish Maharaj.
Ambarish Maharaj forgave. Durvasa, yes, very good. Anybody else?
And Drupadi and Ashwatthama.
Sorry, Drupadi Ashwatthama.
Yeah.
Not Shiva and Daksha.
Oh, Shiva. Shiva Daksha, yes.
Dhruva Maharaj, his second mother.
Dhruva Maharaj, second mother, and Dhruva Maharaj also, when he was fighting for his brother, then Brahma said, please forgive, then he forgave also. Prithu Maharaj forgave.
Parikshit Maharaj and Sringi.
Rishi Sringi, Parikshit Maharaj, yes. It means you are hearing VISC Bhakti Vedanta section, right?
Kaliya and Krishna.
Kaliya and Krishna, this is Leela. This is Leela. It's not forgiveness. Okay. Now Prabhupada has a nice purport on this, we should read quickly. Different personalities become beautiful by possessing different qualities. Chanakya Pandit says that the cuckoo bird, although very black, is beautiful because of its sweet voice. Similarly, woman becomes beautiful by her chastity and faithfulness to her husband. And an ugly person becomes beautiful when he becomes a learned scholar. Any ugly person, learned scholar, some name come in your mind?
Bernard Shaw.
Who?
Bernard Shaw.
I don't know.
Vyasadev.
Ashtavakar.
Parvatamani. Parvatamani.
Narad, they are beautiful. Vyasadev is somehow he was little black. But the Ashtavakar is like completely deformed, but because of his extraordinary knowledge, he was worshipped in the assembly of Maharaj Janak. Okay, in the same way, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra become beautiful by their qualities. Brahman is beautiful when they are forgiving. Kshatriya is when they are heroic and never retreat from fighting. Vaishya, when they enrich cultural activities and protect cows. And Shudra, when they are faithful to discharging the duties of pleasing to their masters. Thus everyone becomes beautiful by special qualities. And the special quality of Brahman is, as described here, is forgiveness. So these 3-4 verses are very personal application. Now we are going to the next verse. My dear son, killing a king who is emperor is more severely sinful than killing a Brahman. But now, if you become Krishna conscious and worship the holy places, you can atone for this great sin. So Parshuram is ordered by his father that go to the holy places and purify yourself. One who fully surrendered to the Supreme Personality of God is free from all sins. Aham tvam sarva pape bhyo mokshi shami ma sucha. From the very day or moment he fully surrendered to Krishna, Sri Krishna, even the most sinful person is freed. Nevertheless, an example, Jamadagni advises son Parshuram to worship the holy places. Because an ordinary person cannot immediately surrender to Krishna or surrender to Supreme Personality of God. He is advised to go from one holy place to another to find saintly person and thus gradually be released from sinful reactions. Which means he should meet the saintly persons, sadhu sangha, and listen to the Krishna katha. Here end our chapter. Okay? So today we are quite early in finishing our today's assignment. All right?
I have one question.
Yeah, now we have any question or comment, otherwise today we will continue the next chapter. Lord Parshuram destroys the world ruling classes. Why he will destroy it? Further tomorrow we will see. Yes, Prabhu. Who?
That the Tria that was mentioned, is it the one that came out from the milk ocean or a separate expansion?
That from milk ocean came a milk ocean Dattatreya. No, Dattatreya is son of Atri and Anusuya. And he is the expansion of Narayan or Vishnu. That Dhanvantri. Dhanvantri. He came out with the medicine that came from the some ocean, I think. Which ocean, I don't remember, but one thing here written, Parshuram appeared in the 17th or 22nd cycle of Yuga in Vaishvat Manvantara, this Manvantara in which we are living. Laghu Bhagavat Amrita, Srila Rupa Goswami writes, Parshuram appeared in 17th or 22nd cycle of Yuga. So before Krishna, Krishna is appearing in 28th. So before Krishna, he appeared before Krishna. But he is still here now. He is living at Mahendra Parbat now.
I see.
And he will be next, he will be going to be sage next millennium. He gave up everything. He killed and then he gave up everything. And when he was chasing the Kshatriya, some left Bharat, this present Bharat Varsha, and they crossed this Indus River and they went to the west. So most of the people which are in Russia and other part of the Europe, they are actually Kshatriya, and they were driven away by Parshuram, and now they then there afterward they changed there. They were originally Aryans.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Uh-huh. Yes?
In your lectures, you said a brahmachari should bath once a day.
Who?
Brahmachari should take bath once a day.
Yeah, it is said, Veda said like that. The injection is like that, huh?
Vyasa twice a day.
Yes.
And Sannyas three times a day.
Right.
But in one lecture, Maharaj was saying all devotees should take bath three times a day.
Well, it is good that everybody should take, but this is something like, this is called Niti Shastra, the regulation for the ashram, how to behave is like that. But three times everybody before chanting Gayatri, he should at least purify himself. He can take full bath, it's the best. Three times is best. If we are able to take, that will be nice.
Prabhu, the first question for this chapter.
Yes.
About exchange of the oblations. The answer is really very objective, that the oblations got exchanged. That is why Kshatriya spirit in the son of Brahmana Jamadagni. But usually when these questions are there, there's some principle is involved. Do we see any principle in this?
Well, as such, there is no principle in this case, because like worship is done for certain person, for like the person who had a, it's like that, a person who has a chest disease, his medicine was prepared for his chest, treatment of his chest disease. Another person has a disease of the stomach and medicine is prepared for his stomach. If they change, then there will be definitely different effect. So this is simply like that. This principle is simply like that. This is, there's no principle. Sometime I used to tell joke on this. I never want to tell it again. But anyway, some...
You have not told any joke so far. It is a offense. You should...
Anyway, when teaching is not... But just preaching is okay, because those people are not very interested. So I have to keep them somehow... Like a baby, when you are feeding, you have to have a spoon, kur-kur-kur, then they can listen, then they can eat. But you are all sincere student. One person actually, he was ordered by the doctor to get your urine tested. So he put his urine bottle in a bathroom, and he said, I will take it after a while, after dressing myself to the doctor. In the meantime, the sweepers came to clean the bathroom and somehow bottle fell down. Now what can she was afraid, and so she passed her urine in that bottle. So when that bottle went to the doctor, the report came, the person is pregnant and he is a male. Now doctor is right, he said this report says pregnant and some person's name is this. Now the whole problem was there. Ultimately, the research was done that the cypress put her urine and she was pregnant, not the person. So things were changed. The whole thing was changed. So the principle is only the principle you can see is that the husband loves the wife more than the mother-in-law. So this was the only reason that the mother exchanged the oblation with the daughter. There's nothing, no other principle. The principle is that Brahman should have a Brahman child with a Brahman character and the Kshatri should have a Kshatri. That was principle Prabhupada has written in the purport. But if they are changing, then they are less, they are getting less and less and less in their status.
Krishna Prabhu.
Yes.
You give the four qualities of Brahmanas, Vaisyas, Kshatriyas and Sudras. Brahmana, they said, forgiveness is
yes.
Of Brahmanas.
Yeah, beautiful. They become beautiful.
Forgiveness and tolerance. Which one is more powerful?
Forgiveness. Tolerance is person. Forgiveness is forgiving somebody else. Tolerating and forgiving, both are most important, but forgiveness is most important is forgiveness. That's what we have found in the word of Jamadagni. Kshama. Personally, when I preach, why I say three things.
The concept of forgiveness is not material.
Sorry, say again.
I say I have this idea. The concept of forgiveness, it has nothing to. It's not a material phenomenon. It's not a material concept.
Forgiveness is not. It must be spiritual because the Brahmins can only do that. Other will be more arrogant. They cannot forgive. In principle, when I preach, I say three things. You may forgive, but you may not forget. Then still it will torment you. So forgive, forget. And then third thing, if you are more higher, then pray for that person. Forgive the offender. Forget his offense. And pray for him that God, Krishna kindly change his mentality. Let him be devotee.
Yeah, because it reminds me of Drupadi when Atratama was brought in. So after he had been dealt with, Drupadi just changed the whole scenario. She said she doesn't want the mother of Atratama to feel the, to have the experience she has of losing her sons. So the whole, that was a great forgiveness, bro.
Well, forgiveness, yeah. Drupadi gave the sixth reason that the Brahman should not be killed. That forgiveness was not Brahman's quality. That was actually Brahman should not be punished. For that she gave six reasons there in that episode. And all are valid reasons, therefore Yudhishthira Maharaj and Krishna, everybody accepted or except Bhima. So forgive, forget, and this is the Haridas Thakur. When they were beating him, not he was only forgiving, but he was praying for them. So forget, forgive, forget, and pray. FFT is a good quality.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Hari Bol.
Jai Baba.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. I have a question.
Yes.
Prabhu, whenever Srila Prabhupada mentions about women, he mentions about chastity and faithfulness.
Towards so, husband, the word is that?
Yes.
Towards husband, yes.
Yes, towards husband. And during, like, in these days of Kali Yuga, so many girls, they have their likings towards these cine stars or towards some boy during their school days or college days. But then later, sometimes they get married to some other person. So how will they remain chasteful, Prabhu?
Prabhupada used to say the girls should be engaged at least before puberty, that their mind should not be corrupted of thinking anybody else, because by that time she knows he is going to be my husband. Prabhupada said in personal meetings, the girl should be engaged at early age. They may be married afterward, but they must know that I have this my husband, so she will not be mentally, you know, thinking this and that. This was Prabhupada's advice in the early to the disciples like that. It's better to get engaged. Still, I am reading every day, hearing Prabhupada. He said the girl should be married quickly, as they become 15 years of age, the suitable boy has to be found and handed over to that, because this will keep them free from mental corruption. But this is not happening. This is not happening. Now after 30, 35 girls are marrying, that is not really good at all. Neither for them, nor for the children after that. And this, everything is completely corrupted in modern society. What can we do? We have to cry, that's all.
So that means that if something like that happens to someone, that means that the wife is not chasteful towards the husband?
Well, after she marries, she should be chasteful to the husband and faithful. That's all right. Before that, what was in her mind, that should be forgotten. That's all. Because at that time, everybody is dreaming that I have a hero and heroine and all this, but the reality is different. Reality is different. This all love marriage is like beloved and lover is something different, but husband and wife, when you have to wash clothes and clean the dishes, the love will evaporate and never function. Then all problem will start. So it is better the parents should arrange the marriage. That is better than this what is called modern day love marriage, which is Gandharva marriage. The Gandharva marriage is not suitable for the human society. It won't last long.
Thank you,
Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, tomorrow is a holiday, right? Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Okay, meet again on Monday. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Gaur Bhakt Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Bhakt Vrinda ki jai.